You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Rheas are a flightless bird native to South America and the lesser-known smaller cousin of the ostrich and emu. Rheas have gray-brown plumage, long legs, and long necks. Jim Hermes is an extension poultry specialist at Oregon State University. He says people who raise the birds pasture them in stands of grass, clover, and alfalfa. They don't fly, but do need fencing.
Electric fencing works well, maybe 5 feet high. The top of their head will be somewhere around five and a half feet. They'll be about 125 to 150 pounds when they're adults. If they can find them, they will eat small mammals and other insects and things of that nature, but they do need to have feed as well.
Providing high-quality chicken feed will round out their nutritional needs. For adult birds, a simple three-sided shed with a roof on it, bedded with hay or straw, will keep them comfy and out of the elements. They tend to be silent birds, except when they're chicks or when the male is looking for a mate. Rheas have an interesting parenting style. The male develops a harem, and several hens will lay their eggs into the nest he built on the ground. The female's work is then done, and the male takes care of incubating and raising the young. Hermes says when adults, the birds are processed for their meat.
It's all dark meat. It's all leg and thigh meat. It's very dark, much darker than that which we're used to in a chicken. It would have the appearance of typical beef. However, because they're birds, their physiology is different in that they don't marble their meat with fat. So if you cut all the fat off the outside, it is basically all lean.
Learn more about Rheas and how to raise them at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. For the second time in 3 days, Palestinian health officials and witnesses say Israeli forces fired on people as they headed to an aid distribution site in Gaza. 27 people were killed in the most recent attack. Two people remain in critical condition in Boulder, Colorado after Sunday's firebomb attack. The suspect, a 45-year-old man named Mohammed Solomon, is now facing multiple charges, including attempted murder. ABC's Mola Lenghi is in Boulder.
Authorities say the suspect confessed, saying he had been planning this for a year, waiting until after his daughter graduated high school to conduct the attack. Authorities saying the suspect allegedly learned how to make them on YouTube. Also, finding a backpack weed sprayer filled with gasoline. Officials say he specifically targeted the Zionist group that had gathered in Boulder after learning about the group from an online search.
South Koreans voting in a snap election triggered by the ouster of their former president, Yoon Suk-yeol. This is ABC News. The CDC is issuing a new travel warning for Americans as the number of measles cases across the country tops 1,000. New research from Johns Hopkins also shows there's been a decline in childhood vaccination rates over the past 5 years in two-thirds of all counties in the country. Not just kids, either. For anyone worried about getting the measles, ABC medical contributor Dr. Darian Sutton says,
if you are concerned and you want to check your vaccine status, I encourage patients to talk to their providers, of course, to see if those records are available. There are certain states and jurisdictions where you can also find that information. And then really easy enough, you can also get a blood test to see if you have antibodies, which are those protective cells that help you fight infection, to see if you have immunity.
Akron, Ohio-based Goodyear celebrates the 100th anniversary of its first blimp flight today, and they'll do it in style. Three Goodyear blimps will be flying over the city. By the way, they aren't technically blimps, but semi-rigid airships that are faster and more maneuverable. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale, which means if you're shopping for summer, you can get insider deals on our best brands, even ones that aren't usually on sale, like an extra 30% off Hugo Boss, Calvin Klein, Levi's, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance. And with Father's Day just around the corner on June 15th, it's a great time to shop for dad. Stop by Macy's today and walk out with the perfect gift. Don't miss Friends and Family. Going on now, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today with some heavy rain possible, a half inch to an inch or more in some spots. Our high right around 65 to 68 this afternoon. Tonight down to 51. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high of 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Dozens of retired state and federal judges think the case against Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan should be dismissed. Dugan faces federal charges for allegedly obstructing ICE agents in April as they tried to detain Mexican immigrant Eduardo Flores Ruiz at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. A pair of Wisconsin Democrat Congress members visited an ICE detention facility in Dodge County Monday. Second District Representative Mark Pocan said there weren't any ICE officials on location during the visit, and that made getting certain information difficult. Pocan was joined by Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore. And you can volunteer for the Special Olympics Wisconsin Summer Games to be held Thursday through Saturday on the UW-Whitewater campus. Roughly 300 volunteers are needed for multiple roles throughout the weekend. There's more information at the Special Olympics of Wisconsin website. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compeer Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
The biggest thing is going to be increasing the functionality of your home. You know, you'll have a lot of bedrooms and maybe only one bathroom. Adding a bathroom could be a really high impact improvement. Updating those bathrooms as well as kitchens in anyone's home, really. So they're really top priorities. Adding square footage, if you've got an unfinished basement that you can turn into usable living space, bedroom, bathroom, family room, anything else down there that could definitely add use and increase value. Keep records of anything you do and the cost of things. That really helps us kind of reflect on any of those improvements. And maintenance is generally just a very good point too. You know, everybody wants to have a generally move-in ready property. They don't want to have to come in and replace all the flooring or paint everything and that kind of stuff.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. And 24/7, West Wisconsin Telecom, along with Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Durand City Council has changed meeting times. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the council will now meet at 6 p.m. on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month.
We did change the ordinance last night so that it will be 6 o'clock. And again, it'll officially say the second and fourth Wednesday. So it'll be 6 o'clock instead of 6:30.
Milliron said the city council had gone to two meetings a month to have less committee meetings back in the mid-20-teens. The Sojourner House in Eau Claire will stay open year-round. Catholic Charities of the Diocese of La Crosse announced it secured the necessary funding to operate Sojourner House all year long. The shelter was facing a potential service reduction due to financial shortfalls. The funding gap was bridged through the collaboration with local governments, nonprofits, and community members. Two new measles cases are being reported near western Wisconsin. The Minnesota Department of Health has confirmed the cases are in the Twin Cities metro area. The first case involves an adult in Washington County. The other case involves an unvaccinated child from Dakota County. Health officials say the child visited Mall of America May 24th between 5 and 9 p.m. Both individuals are quarantined at home. Health officials warn those possibly exposed should be on the lookout for symptoms. Don't get scammed while booking your summer vacation. Lisa Schiller with the Better Business Bureau says you should only be working with a trusted travel agent or online booking site rather than third parties. Also, be sure to only pay with a credit card and never use strange payments like wire transfers or gift cards. If you are going to book a short-term rental, don't be afraid to check a map website to see if it's actually the property that's being offered exists. Schiller says any deal that seems too good to be true shouldn't be trusted. You're listening to WRDN News.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're proud to invest in the future of our communities. This year, we awarded $20,000 worth of scholarships to students across 8 school districts in our service area. These amazing students are going places, and 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is honored to support their journey. From all of us at 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, congratulations, class of 2025. Your future is bright, and we're proud to be a part of it.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
No one was hurt after a structure fire at the Rochester Public Utilities facility. The fire started Sunday night near the corner of 7th Street Northwest and Valley High Drive Northwest. Officials say the flames caused major damage to the contents inside, and the structure itself had minor to moderate damage. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. The union representing striking nurses at a Madison hospital has reached a tentative agreement with management. The Service Employees International Union Wisconsin strike began last Tuesday and was set to end on Sunday morning. Officials with Meritor Unity Point Health announced the pending agreement in a statement Saturday. SEIU said wage increases and what it termed historic contract language were achieved through the strike. A Meritor nurse who was a member of the union bargaining team said management has agreed to address, quote, key safety and security concerns, unquote. State of Minnesota workers are returning to the office this week in St. Paul. Many employees have not been in the downtown area since the pandemic shutdown in 2020. Meanwhile, St. Paul city workers have been back in the office since April, but the return of state employees could give an economic boost to the recovery efforts of the downtown area. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz imposed a return-to-office policy in March that requires the state workforce to exchange working remotely for appearing in offices at least 50% of the time. Wisconsin's largest state forest is turning 100 years old. A celebration is planned this weekend for the centennial of the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest. The nature reserve got its start in 1904 and was expanded to include the headwaters of several major rivers, including the Wisconsin River, in 1925. Events include a fishing lesson, a visit by Smokey Bear, and a tree planting ceremony that all begins on Saturday. A pro golfer says she's okay after an alleged attempted break-in at her Airbnb. Amari Avery competed in the U.S. Women's Open at Erin Hills over the weekend. She said she and her family woke up to loud noises and saw someone at the front door on Friday. That person ended up leaving right before police arrived.
No injuries were reported. You're listening to WRDN News.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications, from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Construction of Wisconsin's largest fully inclusive playground for all children is beginning this week in southeast Wisconsin. The 13,000-square-foot Never Say Never Playland in Delavan will feature ADA-compliant design and construction, including wheelchair-accessible swings and merry-go-rounds, sensory-friendly zones for children with autism or sensory processing challenges, and static-free slides. Now, the city is pledged to match funds raised by the nonprofit organized to build the playground up to $350,000. An estimated 1,000 volunteers are expected to help with construction of the project. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Hello, this is one of our calves here at Wheezy Brothers Farms, and my name is Madison. My great-grandfather bought the land, and my grandfather and his brothers began milking dairy cows here in 1982. I want to continue that strong passion for dairy farming, and I want to be able to pass that love and passion on to my kids someday.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Byron Buxton had a big night as the Minnesota Twins defeated the Athletics 10-4 in Sacramento. Buxton had a pair of hits and five RBI in Minnesota, racing out to an early 6-0 lead. They never looked back. Joe Ryan earned his sixth save after allowing four runs on six hits and five innings. Pablo Lopez starts for the Minnesota against the A's tonight. The Minnesota Vikings will kick off their second week of organized team activities. Minnesota held their first practice session of the week at TCO Performance Center yesterday. Minnesota has another practice scheduled for today before an off day tomorrow. The Vikings wrap up the week of practice on Thursday. Minnesota Wild star forward Marcus Johansson will avoid the free agent market. The team signed him to a one-year deal yesterday worth $800,000. Johansson appeared in 72 games last season and earned 34 points. He ranked sixth on the team in both scoring and assists. High school baseball yesterday on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. WYAA baseball tournament continued yesterday in Division II. Prescott, they defeated West Salem 5-2. Meanwhile, Altoona defeated La Crosse Logan 9-8. From Division III, Barron over Clayton Turtle Lake 10-1. Meanwhile, Elk Mound defeated Tomahawk 4-3. Fall Creek over Boyceville 10-0. Meanwhile, it was Westby over Whitehall 10-0. Mondovi, they advanced to the next round, defeating Melrose Mindoro 10-1. From Division IV baseball, Blair Taylor over Cashton 10-1. And Oliva Strum defeated Royal 4-3. The girls' sectionals were also going on yesterday for softball. And from Division I, D.C. Everts defeated Chippewa Falls 2-1. In Division II, Rice Lake over Hayward 8-0. From Division IV, Melrose Mindoro, they defeated Augusta 7-4. High school baseball today on the Duran Fresh Market scoreboard. In the Darylin Conference today, Pepin Alma, they will be at Pittsville again. WYAA regionals are continuing today. Meanwhile, in Troy, it will be Spring Valley. They will be playing at Loyal. Girls softball sectionals also continue today as Menominee will be playing at New Richmond. Meanwhile, it will be Prescott's at Fall Creek, and Blair Taylor plays Columbus Catholic. You can follow the Duran Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Kristen Yelich clubbed his 13th homer of the season to help the Brewers win their eighth in a row and fifth straight on the road, 3-2 over the Reds on Monday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Yelich was removed from Sunday's game after being hit in the hand by a pitch, but x-rays were negative. He was right back in the lineup on Monday.
He crushed two balls tonight. That, you know, sore hand or not, he crushed two balls tonight. So he's living up to his player of the week. You know, outstanding.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, Aaron Savalier went 5 1/3 for his first win of the season. Trevor McGill notching save number 12. Yelich was named the National League's Player of the Week on Monday. He hit .448 with three homers and nine RBI during the seven-game stretch last week. UW-Whitewater advancing to the NCAA Division III College World Series Championship after pounding Rowan College 17-4 yesterday in Eastlake, Ohio. They'll take on Messiah College in the best 2 of 3 series for the championship. That series starting today moved up one day because of rain in the forecast for Thursday in Ohio. The Warhawks will be playing for their third national championship. College Football Hall of Fame unveiled its ballot for the class of 2026. It includes 79 players and 9 coaches from the Football Bowl subdivision and 100 players and 35 coaches from the lower levels. Former Whitewater kicker Jeff Shebler and Coach Forrest Perkins are up for induction, as is former Carthage coach Art Keller. The Packers resuming their second week of OTAs yesterday. They'll practice again today and again on Thursday. They'll hold their annual mandatory minicamp next week. Midwest League tonight, Cedar Rapids at Wisconsin. Fort Wayne is at Beloit. The league had the day off yesterday. NHL finals get underway tomorrow night in Edmonton, where the Oilers host defending champion Florida. Game one of the best of seven series. The Oilers lost to the Panthers in last year's Cup finale. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
Attention passengers, we've reached 10,000 feet and internet is now available for purchase.
I just paid hundreds for this flight and you can't even throw in internet? I'll just take the free pretzels.
Sorry, but I do have snack boxes for sale.
I'm just going to sleep.
In that case, we are selling pillows and blankets as well.
I'll just breathe. That's free, right?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Forecast for today, much cooler. We'll have areas of smoke and rain and thunderstorms throughout the day. Highs mid-60s, northwest winds at 5 to 10, gusting to 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers in the evening. We'll have lows low 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs upper 70s. And for Thursday, increasing clouds, highs once again, upper 70s. Plenty of clouds across the region this morning, even some scattered rain showers too. Pepin and Lake City, 68, Mondovi, 67, Wabasha and Nelson, 65, O'Galley, 62, Plum City at 60. Here at WRDN, clouds, a few sprinkles, 67, with Dirk's Bentley, and free and easy, down the road we go. It's 7:23.
And a sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up.
I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
Home of dancing cowboys and good-hearted women. Real country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRD.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home. And that needle in the red in a diesel, they my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia. Yeah, I got one for ya. Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Trucks circled up around a farm fire. Couldn't paddle that small town, turning dirty than dust.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dylan Marlowe, Dylan Scott, boys back home. Good morning, 7:32. I'm Brian Winnikins, and a happy Tuesday. Coming up next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, give us a call, 715-672-8989. Or visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM and send us a message that way. Plus, this morning, Zebras on the Loose. We'll tell you about that. Haunted dolls are showing up. Oh, great. We'll tell you about that's all we need, you know, like Chucky's are showing up everywhere. Great. Put that on your 2025 bingo card. We'll tell you about that here coming up this morning as well. Right now, let's give you the clue. Clue number two in the Durand Fun Fest medallion hunt. Here it is. Clue number two. I've seen a few eagles pass me today. None of them saw me, so I'll continue to lay. Interesting.
Again, clue number two in the Fun Fest medallion hunt. I've seen a few eagles pass by me today. None of them saw me, so I'll continue to lay. We have both the today's clue and yesterday's clues posted on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Rain. I expect a lot of that today. We'll have our forecast coming up.
Remember the last time you had your picture taken? What was it the photographer said to make you smile? Cheese. One of our favorite foods. We put it on burgers and sandwiches, omelets and quiches, and we love to fondue. Say cheese.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work year-round. This June Dairy Month salute is being brought to you by O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand.
June is Dairy Month. O'Galley Cheese would like to salute all dairy farmers for their endless hard work and dedication, providing us with local quality milk. We would also like to thank the WRDN listeners for their continued support of the local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be part of such a strong community. To support your local dairy farmers and for all your cheese needs, visit O'Galley Cheese Store, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Explore scenic back roads and immerse yourself in nature's spring artistry on the Spring Fresh Art Tour. 47 artists who call this area home invite you to enjoy a self-guided tour of 27 studios and galleries along Lake Pepin and throughout the countryside of Buffalo, Pepin, and Pierce counties. The Fresh Art Tour is June 5th, 6th, and 7th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Find the tour map and artist information at their website, freshart.org. See you on the tour.
Forecast for today, much cooler, plenty of clouds even. That smoke still sticking around from those Canadian wildfires. Rain and thunderstorms throughout the day, highs mid-60s, northwest winds at 5 to 10, gusting to 25. Tonight's cloudy, a slight chance of rain in the evening, lows low 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, we'll have highs upper 70s. Plenty of clouds across the region, even some rain showers too. Pepin and Lake City, 68. Mondovi, 67. Wabasha and Nelson, 65. O'Galley, 62. Plum City at 60. Here at WRDN, clouds, some sprinkles. 67 with Keith Urban. And days go by. It's 7:36.
days go by. I can feel them flying like a hand out the window as the cars go by. It's all we've been given, so you better start living. You better start living. Better start living right now. As days go by.
keeping advertising dollars local. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Just call me lonesome, heartbroken then some, 'cause I ain't got no one since you've been gone. You call me baby, now I've got a new name, don't need my old one, call me lonesome from now on.
Like heaven to me, you look like an angel tonight, but you might
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And Riley Green, Worst Way, 750. I'm Brian Winnikins. In case you missed it, clue number two of the Fun Fest medallion hunt. I've seen a few eagles pass me today. None of them saw me, so I'll continue to lay. You can find all the clues on our station Facebook page, WRD and 1430 AM stereo and 107.3 FM. Authorities in Tennessee are on the lookout for a runaway zebra. calling all cars. Be on the lookout for a runaway zebra. Imagine hearing that on the scanner for the sheriff's department. The Rutherford County Sheriff's Department in Tennessee says the owners got the animal on Friday, and the zebra's like, I don't like it here. I'm out of here. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Deputies had to close down a section of I-24 the next day. The zebra was running through traffic on both sides of the freeway. Well, that's not good for the zebra's health or really for the health of the drivers. The zebra wasn't hit, didn't cause an accident. However, as of yesterday, the zebra is still on the lam.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-517-9383. That's 800-517-9383. 800-517-9383.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead. So we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. Sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly. And it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining.
While, but I'll prove it's true.
Well, if it's loving you want, well, I've got it. If it's money you want, then I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
While, but I'll prove it's true.
Well, if it's loving you want, then I've got it. If it's money you want, well, I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
Country 1430 AM stereo. W.